And welcome to Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network. I'm Peter Katrumpas, managing editor, coming to you following a triumph by the Carolina Hurricanes over the Montreal Canadiens. 3-2 win, their third in a row at home, and longest winning streak of the season. It's a significant point for this club that has garnered much interest with the younger and more youthful lineup that it's put out this season, with higher expectations to hopefully try and make a bid for a postseason berth. However, with youth also comes learning, and that's taken a little bit for this team to post wins early on. Even with substantial gains offensively, the team lapsed and lost early games that looked to be locks. Thus, the Hurricanes rest a little bit lower in the standings, actually much lower than many would like, but are making a drive upwards, particularly following their 3-2 win over the Habs. The interesting part of all this is that before they even faced off on Friday, there was a lot of circulation of a report regarding Peter Karmanos, the team's majority owner, taking a more aggressive stance in making a bid to try and sell the team, or even a rumor that moving the team would be a possibility as well. This was coming out from 98.5 Sports in Montreal in terms of the report that those in Quebec City are looking to bring an NHL franchise up there. And after not getting one during the NHL's recent expansion bid process last June, that maybe a sale could be more imminent from Karmanos' point of view to a potential bidding buyer, such as a large telecommunications and media conglomerate in Quebecor. Apparently talks have started or continued and reignited, and that is where the origin of the report on Friday came out. With that, 98.5's Martin McGuire asked some questions of Jeff Skinner of the Hurricanes, the leading scorer, regarding all of this. Here's what he had to say.
Keep building what we have sort of going on the last couple of weeks.
There's a lot of things around your owner, Mr. Karmanos. How tough is it for you guys to keep that away from the dressing room? I mean, all these rumors and stuff like that.
To be honest, I don't think it's that tough. I think because you got a lot of things to worry about as a player in NHL. I think so. You always worry about what you can control. A lot of those things are out of our control as players, so there's really no point in sort of worrying about them and using up that sort of mental energy. So we just keep worrying about what we have to do in this locker room and what we have to do on the ice, and we'll be in a good spot.
Thanks for your time. Thanks.
Even while Skinner played off all the innuendo regarding the outside happenings and rumors and talk of a potential sale or move and anything related to that, rumor or not, Skinner continued on and did what he needed to do, scored a goal, the first one of the Hurricanes 3 that triggered their rally in the third period to beat the Canadiens and continue on that three-game winning streak. However, even with that said, the team felt that there had to be some more open discussion of a response to the report coming out of Montreal. So the team's president, Don Waddell, held an impromptu media session with some local media during the first intermission and had this to say.
Thing new is the settlement between Peter Karmanos and his kids. Does this impact and change the story in any way from a year ago?
No, we said that when that all happened. It had nothing to do with the Hurricanes. It's been settled. Obviously, the details haven't been publicly announced. I'm sure they will at some point. And again, the Hurricanes were never part of that trust, and we still won't be. And it has nothing to do with the Carolina Hurricanes. And that'll be, once all the documents are signed, sealed, and delivered, that'll be proven out because it's a public record.
was just going to say, is he close to finding a buyer? I mean, is the sale?
No, there's not. We're not even, we've completely shut down. I said that at training camp there. We've completely shut down our investment banker. Obviously, everybody knows that Pete was trying to sell it, and if somebody came along and wanted to buy it, I'm sure we'd talk about it. But I spent the last year where I spent many, many nights and months meeting with people. I haven't had to do that in the last 4 or 5 months.
He told me in the summer that he wasn't interested in selling the team unless he got essentially what the Islanders got. Has he intimated that to you, that he's really not even interested in selling the team?
Correct. And make it clear that, you know, we talk about this lawsuit, Pete is in a unique situation. He said it, and he was too honest when he said it, because then everybody grasps that the franchise is moving. Pete's 73 years old, soon to be 74, four young kids at home. His whole plan was a succession plan, because he can't own this team forever. And if he doesn't say that, then, you know, maybe all these stories don't even ever happen. But he, you know, he was upfront about what his plans were. Those plans haven't changed. But he's in a situation where, as you said, the number's right. Somebody came along, it'd be something to talk about. And if not, we continue business as usual.
So to clarify, the team's not for sale.
Well, everything's for sale for price. Everything's for sale for price. So.
But actively speaking.
No, our investment banker is not actively pursuing it at this point.
And with all the explanations and the talk continuing on about the potential sale of the Hurricanes, as owner Peter Karmanos looks to try and make a transition in his life, as Waddell pointed out, there will no doubt be continuing stories and rumors, so to speak, and speculation until this whole situation does come to some kind of closure. When and that will happen, no one knows. Could be sooner, could be later. But at the same point, as the league looks to expand and grow to that desired next level, an owner like Karmanos sees an opportunity to make a sale and knows that there are bidders out there, but who and when they will come in and be allowed will also have to be something that the league has to approve. So don't be surprised if down the road this comes to more of a significant head in terms of how the team will be handled and operated accordingly, similar to what kind of happened in Arizona. That's some speculation coming from all this, adding to more of it. But as we say, where there's smoke, there's fire. And yesterday there was quite the haze over PNC Arena. The good part of that is that the Carolina Hurricanes really are on fire right now, winning 3 games in a row and looking to continue their homestand against the Winnipeg Jets on Sunday. Where they go for the rest of the season, no one can exactly tell, but right now things are heating up on and off the ice surrounding the Carolina Hurricanes. And that'll do it for today's segment of Right Here, Right Now, coming to you from the Triangle Sports Network at TSportsNet on Twitter. I'm Peter Katrumpis at PK Sport. Give us a follow and keep up to date with the news that we present to you on all happenings from Triangle Area Sports on a daily and a weekly basis. Have a great day.